Hey man, welcome back with another podcast. Last episode we did the Eastern Conference preview. I know the season's been started, it's been about a week and a half, so I just want to let the season go on a little bit, see what the team's looking like. Let's just see my predictions with matchup, man. Some shock, some not, but we're gonna go over just to see what's going on. But go ahead, like the podcast, support the podcast, share the podcast on all platforms, listen, do whatever you need to do. You got like 3 seconds to be honest, really. But go ahead and share, like, support. You can actually send money to the podcast and voice message to the podcast on anchor.fm, or you can hit me on any social media, which will be in the description or the homepage. Ayo, land on most of them, so let's go. So we're just going to get it started off. We're doing the Western Conference prediction. We did Eastern Conference yesterday. And the West has been a lot of surprises so far. A lot of surprises, a lot of non-surprises, a lot of shockers. People been going off. People playing good. People ain't been playing up to the potential. A lot of big-name free agents haven't been playing up, such as Mike Conley, but he's turning around. But we're going to get into all that as we move on with the predictions. So we're going to start from 15-1. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to start with the lower seeds to the higher seeds. But right now, let me go through as it stands right now. You got the Pelicans, who's 1-5, which they haven't really got blown out. They've been in a lot of close games. It's just that they don't finish the games off, and they ain't got Zion. So we're going to start the Pelicans on number 15 as of right now. The Kings are number 14, 1-5. Real disappointing since they were close to making the playoffs last year. Real disappointing. Warriors are 1-5. They need to just tank the rest of the season. They got, I'm going to come back to them, but they're 1-5 right now. Grizzlies 1-4. Kind of expected. Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson. That's really about it. You got Thunder, who's the 11th seed, 2-4. I didn't expect them to be 2-4. They've been in some close games, though. They've got blown out like once, but they've been in some close games. Gil Alexander been playing good. And the number 10 seed, the Trailblazers, surprise. They're 3-3. They done had a hard schedule, though, to start off, though. They haven't had one easy schedule, so they're 3-3. I'm sure they'll turn it around. Zach Collins just got hurt, too. But I'm sure they'll turn it around sooner or later. Mavericks, 3-2. They just lost to the Lakers a couple nights ago. They've been having a pretty decent season. Porzingis has been playing great. Luka's been playing great. Brunson, Hardaway. They don't think they're a playoff team, but they've been playing good. Rockets, 3-2. They're still trying to figure out the chemistry between Westbrook and Harden. Most of the game, I don't watch about three games of theirs. Harden really does all the scoring. Westbrook just he's doing a lot of scoring in the fourth quarter, though, which is surprising. Like, I done seen him be more aggressive towards the fourth quarter, but it's really, they still got to find their chemistry. The Clippers are 7th, which they started off good. They dropped all the way to 7th, but the 7th through 4th seed, all 4-2. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? They really like the same. It just depends on what's going to happen towards the end of the season. That's still my favorite to win. I think that's most people's favorite to win. Definitely when Paul George come back. They doing as hard as Paul George. The Suns, who beat the Clippers, are 4-2, which is an amazing surprise. Definitely without DeAndre Ayton, who's out on suspension, which he's still fighting, but that's crazy. Devin Booker been playing his butt off. Kelly Oubre been playing good this season. They got a couple good role pieces around them. We're gonna see. The Nuggets 4-2. They doing their thing. They was top team in the West last year. Almost went to the Western Conference Finals. They're having a good season. The Jazz, even with Mike Conley struggling, is 4-2. Even with Bogdan Bogdanovic, he been hurt. They're still 4-2. The Lakers, 4-1. They lost that one game to the Clippers. They've been on fire ever since that game. AD been going stupid. LeBron showing why he's still the top 5 player in the league. You got McGee, who's having a good season. Dwight, who having a good season. Danny Green's having an amazing season. You may just hit a game-winning three last game. He went stupid versus the Clippers as well. Timberwolves is an amazing surprise. They're 4-1. Carl Anthony Towns is going dumb. Okobi, Culliver. They got a good little team. I mean, they're probably not gonna be like this forever, but they got a good little team. Number one seed is the Spurs, but like I said, they're 4-1-2. Like all these three teams are 4-1. 5 teams are 4-2. So it's like it's still a lot of mixing and matching that can go on. But the Spurs are the number one seed. So let me tell y'all my prediction from what I originally had. That post originally came out, but I just went inside and waited a week or two while the NBA season went on, see how team people get hurt, this and that, woody woo. But this was my original prediction. My number one seed was going to be the Clippers, regardless. Just because definitely, when even Paul George was hurt or not, they're going to be my number one seed. They're going to come back. They're going to come back strong and healthy. That bench is amazing with Lou, Montrell, Jamichael Green. Yeah, Jermichael Green, Landry Shamet. That bench is no Landry Shamet start right now. Paul George come back, it's probably gonna be Patrick Beverly, Paul George, Kawhi. Cause they got Patrick Patterson. Sometimes they have Patrick Patterson starting. Patrick Patterson and Zubac. So they probably have maybe still. They probably put Jermichael Green starting over Patrick Patterson, or they not. I don't know. Just I think they depends on who they playing. And Zubac still be starting. Even though Montrez still get most of the minutes, Zubac will still be starting. That's a crazy center. But in the playoffs, you know they're gonna change that up. They might not change the play, but playoff, you know who's gonna get most of the minutes. Zubac and Lou Williams and Shamet. They'll probably be the three rotational pieces. They still got McGruder, they still got Harkless. They got a deep team. That is one deep team, boy. My second seed. My second seed. See, like two. I really 1-6 is hard. Like 1-5, 1-6 is hard. But my second seed would go to the Lakers. Just because if Cousins come back, even if he doesn't come back, they probably still be my second seed. Because LeBron, he can, like, play back a little bit now. He got AD. AD can take over. If Danny Green keeps this up, Quinn Cook steps it up. Caldwell Pope find that he's an NBA player. You still got Kuzma who's going to come back and be a dog. You got McGee and White, Dwight who's playing great this year. So they still, I believe they will be the second seed. And that's if AD keeps it up, can perform like he was with the Pelicans and make know that he can be the star player on that team. That LeBron is letting him be the best player on the team. And if LeBron can stay by that 25, 27-point range, still stay healthy, play at least like 80 games. AD play like 75 games. They should be all right. They should be that second seed. Third seed, I have the Nuggets. Just because they have been together for a long time. Good coaching. Young players that's more mature because they've been deep. They're going deeper in the playoffs. They've been together for about 3-4 years. They have a lot of talent. They're deep, too. They're deep just about every position. Plumlee can be a starter for a lot of teams. Grant can definitely be a starter for a lot of teams. Will Barton is struggling this year. What's a backup point guard? Monte Morris, he can be a starter for a lot of teams. They have a lot of backups that can start. Michael Porter Jr. finally got some PT last night. They have the talent. It's just, can they put it all together? They're a real deep team. Just when that fourth quarter come and that game six, game seven, what they going to do, who they going to run the ball to, Jokic, they going to get the ball to Jamal Murray, what they going to do. They got my third seed. My fourth seed would be the Rockets. And just because I know how Russell play, I know how James, even though a lot of people don't like Russell, and I bash Russell sometimes, them two together, they play good. I feel like they got more chemistry than Harden and Chris Paul did. They have more chemistry. And I feel like Russell would put more effort on Harden than CP3 did. And they can just go back and forth with each other. Like, Russell is always going, him, Clint Capella, and PJ Tucker on the defensive end, getting in people's face and all that, that's a good defense. And then you got Harden and Gordon that can do all the scoring. Then they added Thabo Sefolosha for more defense. And he can shoot the three. So they got a good defense. They got the defensive potential. It's just, can they put it together? Can their offense come together? They had one game, they scored like 150, 160 with the Washington Wizards. They went crazy. That is my fourth seed. And then I have the Trailblazers as my fifth seed. Just because, like, with the Nuggets, they've been together for a long time. They've actually probably been together longer. They got a lot of young pieces. Got the veterans. Got an old piece in Lillard and McCollum. And then Zach Collins is progressing amazingly. Anthony Simons is coming along nice. Bazemore can be that backup point guard role. You got Rodney Hood who can handle the ball too. Good scorer. They have a lot of potential. They've been together for a minute. They've been together for a long time. They went to the West Coast Finals last year. They always lose versus the Warriors, but they don't have to worry about the Warriors this year. So they have the capability. It's their season. If they want to win, go to the final today. This year is probably their season. Their best season of winning. Sixth seed, I would say the Jazz. And starting off this season, they have showed me why I called them the 60. It's like them, between them and the Trailblazers, you can really switch. You can flip-flop them too if you want. Just depends on what you want to do. But still having Gobert down in that middle, Mike Conley is going to turn around eventually. Joe Ingles having a good season. Donovan Mitchell, probably one of the most underrated players in the league. He could be an all-star one day. He having a good season. They're one of the most underrated teams, and they are an amazing defense team. That's one of them teams no one wants to face in the playoffs. No one wants to face them in the playoffs just because Gobert, Mitchell, Conley, Joe Ingles, they're not the deepest team necessarily, but they're a good team. Like, they play good together. They've been together for about 2-3 years now. They're a good team. They just adding pieces here and there, but they're a good, solid foundation team that can get the job done that no one will want to play in the playoffs. No one. That's the team you don't want to play every night. A 7 seed would be the Spurs, even though they have started out fast right now. They might surprise people and stay in that top 3, top 4 spot. They might surprise people, but they're my 7 seed. It's just, they still play that old school basketball because you got DeMar DeRozan, who can't really shoot middies. He shoot middies, take it to the paint. LaMarcus, who can spot, he can take it to the threes every now and again, still a mid-range post. They got Poeltl, they got Rudy Gay. They got, like, real good veterans on their team. Dejounte Murray's a good youngin'. You got him and Derek White, you can push the pace and run them up the court. You got Lonnie Walker. You got Brent Forbes. You still got Patty Mills, who's a bucket, who just dropped like 25-30 last night on somebody's head. But they have a lot of good young pieces on their team. They got young pieces when they still got the veterans that can help them out and get them. And that's been good for multiple years, like Rudy Gay, DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge. They still got the veterans. They still got the young pieces in Murray, White. They still got, it's like they've been together for a while. They've been together for a year. Besides DeMar, Jonte been there his whole career. Patty Mills has been there for a minute. You got Derek White been about 2-3 years. You got LaMarcus Aldridge been about four or five. You got people that's been together. Brent Ford. You got people that's been together for more than 2-3 years. You got people that's been together. And that togetherness, as in they have the best coach in the league, and Coach Pop. Talent only should get you so far. You got to have the team commodity and the team respect and the team able to play together. That's why I have the clip. That's why I have the Trailblazers. They've been together for a long time. That team aspect, the Jazz, the Nuggets, it's hard to get over that. You can have only so much talent, but once you have that good team and that good commodity between everybody, that's when gets you over that hump past the talent. That would get you. That's why Dallas beat the Heat the first time. That talent gets, you only can have so much talent. Once you have that team bond, that gets you over the hump. They're my 7th seed. My 8th seed would have to be, this is that 8th seed is tough. Because starting out, a lot of people probably would have went to Pelicans. But now that Zion is hurt, I can't even go with the Pelicans no more. And if it wasn't the Pelicans, I would have went with the Kings. But you can't go with the Kings. I mean, you still can go with the Kings. They've been struggling, though. The Warriors, no. I feel like they're tanking this shit for a high draft pick. They with a high draft pick and can come champions again somehow. The Grizzlies, they're too young. It can't be the Grizzlies. The Thunder, they might shock teams, but I don't feel like they're a playoff team. They might be like a 9th seed, but not or a 10th seed, but not an 8th seed. I just can't see it. I just don't see it. They haven't been together long. They got too many new pieces. I don't really believe in that sorry coach they got. They got talent. I just don't believe in it. You got the Mavericks. The Mavericks. Yeah, I have to go with the Mavericks just because they have talent and they've been together. Besides Porzingis, that team has been together. They've been together for a good minute. They still got a great coach, and Rick Carlisle, and I feel like Porzingis and Luka can get it done. They can just, that's what talent can do. They can get you to the AFC, but I don't feel like they can get over the hump all the way. But I feel like they're a better team than Timberwolves. They're a better team than the Suns, even though the Suns started out good right now. I believe they're a better team than them. They're a better team than the Thunder, Grizzlies, Warriors, Kings, Pelicans. So I believe the Mavericks will make the AFC. Like, barring any injury, Zion coming back, just dropping like 25, 30 points a game. The Kings resurging how they did last year. The Warriors, somehow, they just, everybody come back healthy all of a sudden. Grizzlies, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, both get about 20-25 points a game. Besides them things happening, I believe they will make the AFC. The Mavericks will make the AFC. 9th seed, I would give it to, I'll give it to the Kings. Even though they're starting out slow right now, I believe the Kings still can make that 9th seed. They might even have a chance to make that 8th or 7th seed. Even though they're starting out real slow right now, they have a good coach, good young piece in Fox, Bagley. I believe they can come back, get some. I mean, I don't know why they gave Buddy Hill. I don't know why they gave Harrison Barnes that big contract. That was so stupid. They could have drafted somebody else or gave somebody else them minutes. He didn't need them minutes. That was dumb. I guess for 2K purposes, I don't know. Vlade Divac is a horrible GM or president, whatever he is. They'll be that 9 seed. I'll get a Timberwolves at 10 seed just because Cat. That's the only reason I'm giving it to him, because Cat is a dog. Culliver, a Kobe. They got some nice young pieces, but I just believe they still not playoff ready because they got Andrew Wiggins taking up most of their money, most of their cap. And they better hurry up and do something for Cat leave and join teams with Devin Booker. And who they said they want to be on? It was Devin Booker, Cat, and D'Angelo Russell. That's who said they want to be on the teams with each other. They better hurry up and please Cat or somebody, or just bring them now, because they ain't got no choice. But that's the 10 seed, 11 seed. The 11 seed will probably have to go to the Pelicans. Just because Ingram has been playing amazing this year. Ball has been playing decent. JJ having a good season. Derek Favors having a very good season. Very slept on season. They can move up higher. Just depends on what Zion do if he come back. They can be that 9th, 10th. Matter of fact, I'm going to put them above the Kings. I'm tripping. I will put the Pelicans the 9th seed. Just because I feel like Zion come back. Ingram has been playing good. I feel like they'll be the 9th seed. Timberwolves will be the 10th seed. The Kings will be the 11th seed. Yeah, that makes a lot more. They just have more talent, more veteran experience on the Pelicans with Ink. They got JJ. They got Derek Favors. They got more talent. They have way more talent than the Kings as of right now. When Zion come back, you still got Lonzo. You got Josh Hart. You got Ingram. They still got a lot more. Jackson Hayes, and when he start getting more minutes, start develop more. Nickeil Alexander Walker. He just shoots anything. I like him, but he will pull up any shot he wants. That boy pull up from 50 feet if he could. So Pelicans 9th seed. Timberwolves 10 seed, Kings 11 seed, Suns 12 seed, just because they done started out pretty nice, but I feel like they'll fall off. Because they can't continue this without Ayton. Even unless they don't add like a big time free agent, big time trade or something like that. I can't see them continuing this. After them, I would say it's between, we got the Thunder, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies. I will put the Thunder right there. Right after the Suns. I just feel like sooner or later, they might trade Chris Paul sooner or later when they still realize they're not making the playoffs. They'll probably try to trade Chris Paul, even though nobody wants that huge, amazing contract. Try to give Shea some more minutes. Give Diallo more minutes. They got Gallinari, Steven Adams. Steven Adams been hurt. They got young pieces, Terrence Ferguson. But I just feel like they need to either rest Chris Paul, trade him or something just to give their young players. I mean, it's good experience them playing with Chris Paul, teaching them the game, teaching them the way, which is going to help them a lot, going from one of the top 10 point guard in NBA history. But I just feel like he's hurting their potential and their growth, just like Kobe did with D'Angelo. I just feel like he's kind of hurting just a little bit, but not as bad, but you know what I'm saying. So, them. And then I got the Warriors, just because Steph might come back, Draymond going to come back. Just because they still going to have more talent than the Grizzlies, that's why I'm going to put them above the Grizzlies. That's if Steph even decides to even want to come back. If I was him, I wouldn't even come back. Just take this season off. Just take 4 high draft pick. And then just see where y'all real fans at. Because all these bandwagon fans starting to leave the premises. You see that ASAP. Then you got the Grizzlies. Who's got talent? They got Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson. You got Ja Morant, who be going stupid this year. But they just don't have enough. You got Valanciunas, but I mean, they just don't have enough. They got a lot of good young centric pieces. They got, what's that, Kyle Anderson, slow-mo. But they don't have it yet. They still need like one or two other good players on that team. But they do have a good solid foundation with Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant. They have a very, 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 and Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is a very underrated player. They have a very good solid foundation to build on. It's just, Is their management going to make the right moves, not be cheap in free agency, as they known, which they have been in the past? Because they could have had a squad with Rudy Gay, Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, Tony Allen. They would have, I think, well, nah, Shane wasn't on the team then. He was with the Heat. They had a good team back then, but they didn't want to pay Rudy Gay. So I feel like they'll be that 15th seed. But starting over, Clippers number one, which is obvious. Then Lakers number two. Nuggets number three. It's number four. I might have said Trailblazers number four, to be honest, but I'm going Rockets number four. Trailblazers number five. Jazz number six. Spurs number seven. 3 through 8, they all can really flip-flop. Definitely 3 through 7 for sure, but 3 through 8 can flip-flop. Spurs number 7, Mavericks number 8, Pelicans number 9. Who would I say 10? I said Timberwolves number 10, 11 go to the Kings, 12 go to the Thunder, 13 would be the Suns, 14 would be the Warriors, and 15 would be the Grizzlies. But hey man, say man, that's the end of the podcast. Share the podcast, like the podcast, retweet the podcast, anything you can do to support. Hey man, I'm gone.